two shots. Isaac Dale's third personal foul, Marlette's third team foul of the second half. Seth Bowles goes to the free throw line. He missed one in the second quarter. That's his only first attempt from the free throw line. Trailing by 17 points, Seth Bowles' first free throw is good. Make that 16 points. Hunter Kelly checks in, replaces Isaac Dale. 3:15 left in the third quarter. 47-31, Lakers at the free throw line, trailing by 16 points in their home court. Seth Bowles' second free throw rims in, yes. He has 6 points in this third quarter for 10 on the night.
Poor Isaac Dale, he just picked up his third foul, but he has a smile on his way back to the bench. Though.
Ethan McKinney for another three. This one's no good, shows that he's human. And his last touch by Brennan Wisner out of bounds. Marlette ball underneath their own hoop. 47-32, 3:05 left in the third. Inbounds, Sean Quady for Marlette. Goes, feeds into the right block to Bryce Barrett. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound, cleans up the boards, and gets it to fall for 2 points. He has 11, and it's a 17-point lead yet again for Marlette. Seth Bowles in the left corner. Pulls up for three. No, off the mark. Rebound, McKinney. McKinney takes it the length of the court into the corner to Quady. Goes in for the bunny, no good. Gets his own rebound, and we have a whistle. It'll be on the arm, foul on the floor against Lakers.
Hunter Kelly is another asset to have on a team. You know, he's a hard worker, very good ball player. He's played a lot of minutes.
Seth Bowles draws the second foul. Inbound straight to Hunter Kelly. The three is no good. Rebound, Sean Quady. Seventh rebound for Marlette in this quarter alone. Four offensive boards compared to Lakers. Zero rebounds. We have a held ball, and this will be in favor of Marlette. Nothing can go Lakers' way, at least in the last 3 minutes here, as the red jerseys have it underneath their own hoop.
Yeah, Charles McClatchy against Drew Schaller, and I'll tell you what, Drew is not going to give an inch on that one.
Hunter Kelly gets the inbound feed into McClatchy, and it's tipped away. And here comes Keegan Valentine the other way. He can't hang on to it, and they're actually going to say it went out of bounds off the knee of Keegan Valentine, so it's a turnover for Lakers after they stole one. The 11th turnover for Lakers on the evening. Substitution Marlette, Marcus Armstrong replaces Charles McClatchy. He sits down with 8 points, has not scored in the second half. 2:23 left in the third.
I think Keegan almost had an Oscar performance on that one. He knew it that went off on him, but still they had two officials debating on it for a second.
Well, we're entering awards season as we speak. Feeding into the right elbow, Bryce Barrett for the jump shot. This one is good. Bryce George, excuse me. That's his 6 point this quarter, 13 on the evening. 19-point lead for the Red Raiders. Brennan Wisner, coast to coast, goes up for the layup. No good, rebound. Armstrong, here come the Red Raiders. Quady dives down the lane, off balance, behind the back, lets it fly, and in for 2 points. 8 points for Quady, and it's a 21-point lead for Marlette, 1:35 left in the third.
Those are the kind of shots that you have to ask yourself, did he actually do that?
Evidently. 53-32, Marlette leads with 90 seconds left, and Siegfried says he's not done, puts it up from Bunny from the right side in for 2 points. Taking their time, Marlette, Ethan McKinney left wing, up to Quady, top of the key, back over to McKinney for three, 2 feet behind the three-point line, no good, rebound Drew Schaller. That is the first defensive, actually rebound in general for the Lakers in this quarter. They turn it over underneath their own basket. Here comes Marlette in transition, McKinney at the left block. And he is called and pushed down by Keegan Valentine, and he's going to be teed up. McKinney was coming down on him, and Keegan Valentine pushes him. He's trying to claim that he did nothing, but that was definitely a push. He's got two fouls here. Keegan Valentine had the personal foul and then a technical foul against Keegan Valentine as well. Believe it or not, that's his first personal. Throwing the technical on top of that, he has two. At the free throw line with 1 minute left in the third quarter, that'd be Ethan McKinney. First free throw, no good. So the score remains Marlette 53, Lakers 34 as this ball game's starting to get a little chippy. And the second free throw off the front of the iron. Apparently has better luck behind 19 feet. So Marlette gets the ball underneath her own hoop. We have new substitution for Marlette. Luke Strowell checks in. He's a 5'7 senior, number 3 guard. He replaces Sean Quady.
Michael Muther just checked in for the Lakers.
That'd be number 5.
I think he just checked in for Keegan Ballantyne.
Yes, he did. Much overdue time on the bench. Over to Hunter Kelly, left wing, dribbling. 53 seconds left in the third. Back up to Armstrong. Calling the shots over to the new man, Strowell. Skip pass over to Armstrong for 3 off the side of the backboard. And rebound, Siegfried. Here comes the Lakers, and we have a travel called against Drew Schuller in the backcourt. Took 1 too many steps before throwing that pass.
He thought he had some bubblegum underneath his shoe on that one. He kind of shook his head, but it's in the books now. You're right.
13th turnover for Lakers this evening, 5th in the third quarter. 30 seconds remain. Feed it down to the low block to Bryce George, and we have a whistle away from the ball. And this will be more likely against, looks like, number 34, in fact. That's
Braden
Smith with his 3rd, and Lakers' 3rd of the quarter. Skip pass to the left wing to Strowell, goes down to the baseline. 20 seconds left, McKinney pops a 3, this one's short. Rebound brought in by Muther. Here comes Lakers, trailing by 19 points, 53-34 to Marlette. 8 seconds left. Brennan Wisner to Drew Schuller at midcourt.
Watch out for Muther. He's a 3-point
hitter. 5 seconds left to Muther in the corner. Nowhere there. 1 second left. Lets it fly. Schuller from 25 feet off the mark. And we've reached the end of the third quarter with a 19-point ball game in favor of Marlette. 53-34 on the WLAW Sports Network. Red Raiders over the Lakers.
It's an ideal time to buy or lease your new car, truck, or SUV, and the ideal place to do that is at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Seaway. They're home of the highest trade-in allowances in the thumb and one of the largest inventories of new and GM-certified used vehicles. Perfect for winter and year-round is this brand-new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 with V8 engine, All-Star package, snowplow package, and trailer package. For zero down and $395 a month with $989 due at signing, based on 39-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease. Here's another, a brand-new 2017 Chevrolet Traverse all-wheel drive LT All-Star Edition with bucket seats and running boards. Pay zero down and $295 monthly on a 24-month, 10,000-mile-per-year lease with $699 due at signing. Offers targeted to returning Chevy lessees, payments based on GM employee purchase program plus taxes and state fees. All applicable rebates included. Find new roads with your new Chevrolet from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
On to the fourth quarter. Marlette leads by 19 points. Lakers inbounds at midcourt to start the fourth. Trailing by 19 points, 53-34. Marlette outscored Lakers 23-10 in the third. Siegfried tries to get it going from the right side. No good. Rebound Isaac Dale back in the ballgame with 3 fouls. And Sean Quady has it at midcourt, surveying the prairie. Lakers had a total of 3 rebounds in that third quarter. Marlette with 4 turnovers on the ball game, 2 of those coming in the third quarter. Now playing keep away at midcourt. 7.5 to play, 53-34, Red Raiders. Over to Barrett George, right wing extended. Michigan State takes out Minnesota in Big Ten basketball, 65-47. Into the lane, Strowell dribbles out, back out to Quady. Looks like they're going for last shot here, John, with 7 minutes left.
That's a very good strategy, I hope you know. Take a look at the score.
19-point lead after it was a 6-point ball game at halftime. Oh, what a difference 8 minutes makes. Sean Quady, and it's stolen by Seth Bowles. Seth Bowles collects himself, and it's in for 2 points. He has 12.